And if she actually paid attention to him in the crowd, she would have seen that he was actually getting excited when Ryan was almost winning.
That's the whitest I've ever heard somebody say O'Brien, but you know, we'll allow it.
I like it.
How'd I say it?
O'Brien.
Did I really say it like that? Yeah. Oh my gosh. My bad.
Yo, did we have to take that ginger card away?
O'Brien.
Welcome again to Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Lovegood, Luna's favorite cousin. And if you're Michael B. Jordan, just a collection of holes. And I'm joined by my co-hosts, Gingy, my love, and TJ. And together, we are the People Persons Paper People. Hey, friend.
The People Persons Paper People? Didn't you use that one before? I think you said that one before.
Probably.
Nah, it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, it still stands, I guess. So, fuck it. Fuck it.
You got stuck at people's persons, whatever you said. I got stuck in it. Michael Jordan's holes.
That
okay. First of all, it's Michael B. Jordan.
Right.
let's get that right. Let's get that right. Yeah, I can finally watch Sinners in the privacy of my bedroom. Anyways. Here on this Game of Thrones podcast, we are discussing the penultimate season 5, episode 9, The Dance of Dragons, an air date of June 7th, 2015, written by David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, directed by David Nutter, and had a rating of 7.14 million. So we did creep up a little bit from last week. And next week we'll be up too. How do you feel about being up next week, Ginge?
Good.
Okay. We got a lot to find out next week.
Yeah, so how did you feel about this one?
The best episode in the season.
Okay. As usual. I don't know.
As far as penultimate,
it is slow.
This one's kind of slow, but it's different. It's different because, like, every other season, the penultimate's been like the high point, and then the finale's been like the let's come back down a little bit. This one is like we're still climbing.
Yeah, this is like
the slow part of the beginning, though. It caused emotions. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt emotionally attached to this episode. Whereas every other episode has not really been that way.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Look, I don't give a fuck what he says about what he thinks. Like, I'm just glad he's happy. That's all I care about.
Glad he's happy, but
at this point, the way season 5 is going, I don't gotta agree. I'm just glad he's happy.
Glad you had an emotional reaction to it. I'm glad that, like, you felt emotionally, because this is like this is a thing, and things happen. So yeah, and I think we might have an. I don't know if I want to do like an earmuff moment. If I want to save it for next week, or if I want to say it now.
I'll say it now. Fuck it. Okay, let's go.
I will talk about it this week then. All right. Well, I guess we can get started. Butcher the horses. We're having Yoba Goya for dinner.
I mean, I'd still eat burnt food if that's all I had to eat.
Even if it's going to give you the runs.
Ramsay went out there and burnt all the bread.
Ginge was right. Just a group of small men in an insurgency got it done. They are fucked.
Now, did he get it done differently than you thought he would?
I mean, yeah. But actually smarter than I thought he would.
Very smart. Like, we're dealing with a fucking psychopath here.
Like, I was not expecting him to be that strategic with what he burned and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you think when you see the scene in the tents and then you see the fires, you're thinking, oh, well, we're about to see Ramsay start fighting these fuckers. But you don't even see this motherfucker in this episode. No. Deep in the night.
It's a little bit scary. Because, like, and just like 21 dudes managed to get in there. We're going to the Iron Bank. They've clearly just thrown their money away. But Stannis is insistent on continuing this march forward.
At this point, what option do you have though if you're Stannis? Sure, you can go back. But what's the point? Like, half these motherfuckers dead anyway. Another half of them, 75% of them, are gonna die on the way back.
Right, and it's their lives, not yours. Who cares?
I think he's doing, I mean, he fucks up royally in this. Stannis is dead to me by the end of this episode. But
Oh,
at this point in the episode, I think he's doing the only thing he can still do. Don't fucking turn around now, because we're in too deep.
okay.
And he is in kind of deep.
Okay. All right. I'll give y'all that.
Yeah, I just don't know what.
Literally deep in snow.
Yeah, I really just don't know what his option is, because going back, even if he goes back, like who's to say they're not gonna cut him off on the other side? Like on his way back.
Okay.
Like Ramsay has indeed pinpointed his location.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. I don't.
Big brain things, you know?
You guys.
The humanities. Did I use that right?
No, but anyway,
We're talking about humans.
okay, sure. War is not really the humanities, but okay.
War never changes. If anybody can get that reference, war never changes. I'm really disappointed in James right now. Not much you, but James, yes.
Yet.
Fallout.
Fallout.
Yeah.
The TV show or the game?
Both. I think they said it in TV. I think they said it in TV show at the beginning.
Well, I definitely won't know it in the game.
But
And
you watch the TV.
the TV show, I don't even remember
Me either. But the game, can't wait for the next one that we'll get in 20 years.
We'll be dead. I'm
I
sorry.
don't know. Might beat out GTA 6 for all we know.
Todd might be dead, but before that game come out.
True.
Wait.
It's like the Game of Thrones books of video games.
Okay. Yeah.
Like they do Fallout games like George R. R. Martin does these books. One every 15 years or so.
I have made the connection. Well, I mean, like, how long have we been on GTA 5?
I was just telling, I can't remember if I was telling them, somebody, that I've bought GTA 5 for my Xbox 360. I bought it for my Xbox One. I bought it for my Xbox Series. And then I bought it on PC. I've bought GTA 5 four times. And I do not regret a single time that I bought
I respect that. I absolutely respect that. Anyway,
couldn't be me.
are you missing out?
yeah, you could go play tennis. Like when
In GTA.
I walked in my kids' room and they were playing tennis on GTA, and I'm like, y'all have too much free time. Wash some dishes.
See, and saying this is different though, because it's funny because GTA has like two white main characters, so they're playing tennis, and then in San Andreas is a black character, and you can play basketball.
Oh, can you?
Yep.
I guess they gave you so much to do because they knew they were not going to give you a game for like 10, 12, 13 years.
They did it smart, but
Anyways,
anyway.
my question here. Davos. So this look between like from him to Stannis when he realizes they're going to keep marching forward. Do you think he suspects what their plan is, or do you think it's more of a just like, look at the mess she's gotten us into, and you're still doing this?
That one. I don't think he suspects anything that's going on.
Suspects.
In this scene, no. In the next one, yes. I think he does start suspecting it.
We'll argue that when we get to the next scene.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna argue that he is clueless.
And that man is not clueless.
But I did write down in this scene that Stannis might be the only sane person at this camp.
That's a fact.
Oh, did I say Stannis or I say Davos? I don't know what I said.
Davos.
Sorry.
Davos. Yeah.
Davos.
Yeah. Well,
That's a
anyways,
fact.
further north, where they should probably just head back to. John is back home, safe and sound, question mark?
James, when you saw Alistair looking down, did you think that he was upset or surprised? Upset that he's back or surprised that he's back?
Probably a little both. Surprised he came back and then mad. Because I really thought he won't go open that gate for him.
I was gonna ask you if you thought.
Yeah, he was standing up there staring down.
So now he has opened it. Do you think that he's done that because, like, John's a lord, like, John's in charge? This is my duty, or like,
Yeah.
Nah, hell no. He opened that shit just to tell him,
being
"You gonna get us killed, buddy."
like, watch this blow up in your face, pal. Okay, I got you. Well, John thinks he failed. Obviously, he hasn't. I mean, they did lose a lot of people, but they got a giant. So
Got
that's.
a giant. And
Is that
look, I
the
wrote that down too.
last giant?
Confirmed, this is our last giant.
Yeah. So do you think John's come home? And like he left with like half of the people who live here who liked him, and he's coming back with less of them. So he is now outnumbered.
Yeah.
How? What do you think? What's going through your head? As like John's looking around at all of these hostile faces of people who live where he sleeps.
I think he's Lord Commander, and they took an oath.
Ollie didn't even have a smile for him.
They don't need, just because you don't need
Kill
a
the
smile
boy, Jon
for him.
Snow. Kill the boy.
You ain't gotta like the man. You took an oath.
Here's my thing. You don't gotta like the man, but if you see this dude go out there on his own and come back with 20 times the amount of men that he left with, like, why would you not be happy about that?
Exactly.
Because they're wildlings.
Like, I'm just gonna put it this way. I would follow John, but I would not follow another person who's in this episode.
Okay.
Who's that?
You'll know when we get there.
Daenerys.
Well, she's not who I was referring to, but yeah, I probably wouldn't follow her either. Honestly.
I got beef with Daenerys at the end of this episode.
Dear. Well, they don't trust the wildlings. This is mostly just women and children, but y'all are supposed
Yeah, but you don't trust them.
to.
Like,
Y'all are supposed
and really, to be fair, like at this point, the wildlings outnumber y'all. And if this giant hasn't squished you all or they ain't taken over yet, like you're good.
Like, for real, honestly, because like once you let him through the gate, if they wanted to attack you, it would have been very simple.
And the moment I see the giant, you got my respect, man. Like, we got this on our side. That's like me going to play pickup ball, and then I end up with Shaq and his prime on my team. Like, I'm good.
Plus, all the wildlings look defeated as they were walking through that place. Like, they ain't want to fight.
Yeah, they like we just got done fighting our way out of that bitch. I done lost my mama.
Oh, well. Okay. John's numbers have grown, I guess. Technically.
Technically.
And. What do you think's next for Jon Snow? Do you think he's
He
like, next time we see him, he's just going to be in the yard training wildlings to fight?
better. We just seen what happened at Hardhome. He better be doing something.
It's either gonna be that or this man's gonna be pleading his fucking case.
Yes. And after Jon tells them what happened at Hardhome, do you think Alistair changes his tune about having saved the wildlings?
I don't think so, just because he's a stubborn man.
So you think his hate for Jon Snow is going to outweigh?
I
Because
think it
I think it goes
his
beyond him
hate
being.
I
a
think it's
stubborn
hey for
man.
Jon Snow is gonna stay there, but he'll when Jon tells him like what happened, he might be like, okay, I don't agree with it, but let's do it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think it's safe for Jon Snow is ever going away, but
No.
we'll see. We'll see the results of this.
We will see. But first, Stannis definitely isn't up to something, and Davos is just visiting Shireen casually.
That's what I'm saying. This Davos, no. As soon as he says you need to go back to Castle Black, Davos knew.
Nah, see, I don't think so because here's my argument. The way Davos loves that girl, if Davos knew something was going to happen to her, he would have just kidnapped her.
I'll give you that.
Like he would have kidnapped that girl.
No, he knew something.
I think that he understands that Stannis is being stubborn without letting him take her, but I think in his mind he's like, okay, if something happens to her, it's not going to be Stannis that does it.
But
I just don't.
he knows something is gonna happen to her. He just doesn't know who it's gonna.
Nah, man,
Because
I don't
that
think he
he
does.
knew.
That
He knew.
he brings her the stag.
And she says, "What for?" And he just goes, "Oh, it's just a gift for
Well,
no
he's because
reason."
he's leaving. I think it's his thing for like, I'm leaving. I don't know if I'm coming back. Like, I don't know if
Nah.
I'm gonna make it back. I don't think he thinks that it's like,
No,
oh, when I
because
come
when
back,
he
you're not
walks
gonna be
out.
here.
When he walks out, he turns back and like stays there. And I think at that point, he was thinking maybe I should just grab her and go.
I think that if he thought something was gonna happen, he would have just grabbed her and go.
Don't think so.
All right. We have to agree to disagree here. Lauren, be the tiebreaker here. What do you think?
Listen, y'all have made some valid points because I came in fully agreeing with Jen. And I don't know. I also like your argument.
Yeah,
Ooh.
I just don't think that he leaves or if he thinks if he knows something. And I think that he gives the gift because it's like just in case I don't make it back. 'Cause I'm about to trek through this fucking winter and don't know what's out there.
No, because look, if he, let's say, all right, let's say he takes her and there was nothing actually planned for her and he took her without going against Stannis. Now he's coming back. He's a traitor. They've already put him in jail one time for being a traitor. Now he's a traitor again, so they'll hang him.
Okay, using that argument, he takes her. Like, why would he come back? Stannis ain't chasing me down. And honestly, if I want Stannis to chase me down, this might be my way to do it. I take her, and then yeah, we're going back to Castle Black, buddy. I just saved everybody. Throw me in jail at
No,
this point.
if he takes her, like he can't ever come back.
Look,
Anyway,
is that a bad thing at this point? Especially with the way he's thinking, he wants them to go back anyway.
he's supposed to be the hand of the king and by the king's side at all times. If he's done kidnapped her daughter, and he's now that
He's
he
supposed to be,
can't be
but
there.
the king's already sent them away, though.
As soon as he were to steal that girl, Stannis would send a party after them to hunt them down.
I don't think so, man. I think Stannis would be like, I'm gonna keep my man here. Fuck the girl. We gotta figure out a different way. Who we burning up at this
No,
point?
I'm genuinely right about that because, like, as soon as he took her with Melisandre's obsession with King's Blood, there's no way Melisandre would not have made Stannis send somebody after her.
Exactly. Nah, she might have been like, look, Stannis, you got the king's blood. We'll just put some leeches on you. We'll try the leech thing one more time.
No.
She already said his that it's not strong enough.
But again, it doesn't matter because I just don't think that he thinks anything's happening. So.
I think he's got an inkling. But I think like in the back of his head, he's like, there's no way. As much as he loves this girl, he would let them do this to her. Like, I feel like if he does have an idea, it's because he feels like there's no way Stannis would stoop to doing this.
Yeah.
There's no way he's gonna let her talk him into doing this to his daughter, like to sacrificing his child.
Now, at this point, James, did you think that was going to happen? Like, did you
Well,
foresee this happening?
I said it last week or the week before that that was gonna happen, or whatever week that you asked when they actually went in Melisandre. You asked me if
Did you say that? I
Melisandre.
thought you said no.
No, I definitely said.
He said that he thought it would, like, that it was Melisandre's plan, but that he didn't think that Stannis would
Yeah,
do
I
it.
thought you said you didn't think Stannis would do it.
No, but I knew the plan. Like, I knew this was gonna happen, but I didn't think Stannis would let it happen. Like, let it happen.
Well, at this point, did you think Stannis was going to let it happen, or you think it was like, okay. It's kind of obvious too, like when he says, "Nah, I'll leave the girl," because like, why? If you're in this dire of a situation, why would you want to keep her here?
Yeah. You wait. Also, does Stannis' beard look grayer now than it used to?
I mean, it's stress, man. It might.
That's the Obama effect. Like,
Yup.
Obama didn't do
Well,
that.
Obama aged fucking 30 years and eight, so.
Ooh, buddy. Just imagine. And they don't be aging like that no more. Anyway, Dorne. Dorne is fun, huh? Dorne's been a roaring good time.
Dorne's about as fun as Marine.
And we are almost done with it. Not Marine, though. Sorry. Although I think Marine got interesting this episode. Cannot say the same for Dorne.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dorne does get a little interesting this episode, though. Like
That's
I thought this conversation was pretty interesting.
what I got from this was that I hope Katie would act the same way if I were to die or be killed.
Pissed off.
Pissed off.
Yeah, but like to be fair, is Doran doing the wrong thing or the right thing? I think for his
I
people,
think.
like he's probably doing the right thing.
Like, yeah, He's just doing the way where
Like, and he
there's
says it, like
less
he was like, you
conflict.
know, we could go to war, but why would I want to put my people through that?
Wow. Not a ruler who cares about his people and their lives. Because this is not a game of chess. These are human beings. I
And
saw
he
human.
refers to Tommen as his king. Does say my king.
Yeah, so Myrcella and her brown boyfriend are going back to King's Landing. I'm sure Cersei will be so happy to see Trystane. He'll definitely be safe in the capital.
Well,
Would Cersei even know?
yeah, like she's locked up. Who
Oh,
cares?
right now.
And for real, honestly, we don't know. Duran might have got a pigeon from somebody, and they was like, "Yo, she locked up. Send him. It's good. It's all safe over there."
You know what? With Kevin at the head of the small council, Trystane might be all right. All right. Although,
Honestly, Trystane might get there, and he might be the one that brings Tommen out of depression. He might get Tommen back on his feet.
although with Cersei being locked up and y'all brought up the notion of bastards, like, is Myrcella better off going home?
Yes, if Jamie's with her, for sure.
Jamie is also guilty of what Cersei is guilty of, except
Yeah, but at least Jamie struck a like had a good father moment because he said, "Bitch, you showing too much skin.
don't do
If you don't go get a turtleneck."
that.
Anyway, Dorne, Myrcella's going home, Trystane's going home, Bronn's out of jail, and he gets hit in the face.
You know, it's fine.
And then Ilaria tells Duran she bends the knee, and do we believe it?
She was crying.
I cry all the time. Usually, mostly when I'm hungry. And as soon as that DoorDash is over, is ordered, guess who stops crying?
What? James, what just happened? Do you know the are you confused as I am?
He's like, she was crying. That doesn't mean shit. Tears don't mean anything. I cry because I want DoorDash. And then when my husband orders the DoorDash, I don't have to cry anymore.
Yo, your household is way different than mine.
Babies cry.
I wish a
You wish a what?
I wish a motherfucker would start crying in my house on some for some DoorDash. It won't be a good day in here.
I'm
I
sorry.
will go up there and throw milk and cereal on the counter and say, get a bowl. You
How
good.
dare you? Oh my God. Oh.
Crying over to get some DoorDash?
I will cry. No, I mean, they're not real tears. That's the point.
Nah.
Those were real
If
tears.
there's tears coming down your eyes, they're real
These are
tears.
theatrics. These are theatrics.
Boy, yo, you are way too into the humanities for sure. Like, this is confirmed. This is now I know why I hated the humanities.
One more conversation in Dorne. Alaria and Jamie, I know you love your sister, and I think it's totally fine.
Yeah, because y'all, if y'all were Targaryens,
Nobody would care.
nobody would care. He's got the wrong last name, buddy.
Yeah, you're not Targaryens, you're Lannisters.
I hate her attitude change, though.
That's what I'm saying. Do you believe? Do you believe it? Is she playing somebody?
No, because we've seen that. I mean, maybe, but we've seen it in the show before where people just like all of a sudden have an attitude change towards someone and
And
everybody
maybe
loves
she
her.
comes to the realization,
And it's so
because she
annoying.
says it. It's not Marcella's fault that this happened. She wasn't responsible.
She even said it wasn't Jamie's fault.
Yeah. And I want you, because you was standing on the sidelines with a gold hand. I know you had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
If she actually paid attention to him in the crowd, she would have seen that he was actually getting excited when Brian was almost winning.
That's the
You
whitest I've ever heard somebody say Oberyn, but we'll allow it.
like it. How'd I say it?
O'Brien.
Did I really say it like that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. My bad. My bad.
Yo, do we have to take that ginger card away?
Oberyn. I can't believe I did that.
It's a common mistake with the gingers, all right?
Jordan, Marcella's on her way home. Congratulations, girly pop.
Hopefully we still haven't made it out yet.
You got your man, you got your dad, and hopefully you'll get to go visit your mom in prison. Anyway, Arya, easily distracted, just like us, apparently.
Twinning.
So she's supposed to go get the gambler. Oysters, clams, and cockles. I am on my shit.
I mean, to be fair, I'd be tired of saying that all day too.
You don't have to say it. He already wants your oysters. He's calling you over, but uh-oh, Meryn Trant and Mace Tyrell.
She saw a squirrel run across. Can let's just point out, I forgot that Mace was even still alive at this point, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we haven't seen them in quite a few episodes, but it's a long trip to Braavos.
Don't know. In my memory, I just remember Meryn Trant getting there. I do not remember Mace ever even
Oh,
being there again.
he's getting there?
Nah.
Really?
Yeah. Thought they threw that man overboard
No, he made it.
on the way. And
I wish they'd thrown him overboard.
I thought Meryn was just there to diddle little girls or whatever he's doing up there.
Being a damn pedophile.
Certified.
Well, Arya is following them rather closely. I don't know how nobody is catching her.
This is Arya is being Arya and not a nameless
I was
girl.
gonna ask you that. I had that written down.
So, Mace meets with the Iron Bank.
I just say Mace is a weird guy. Like,
And
I'd be
he
trying to
needs
get
to
rid of
die
him as
right now.
well.
He's weird.
I'd be trying to get rid of him as well.
He's believably weird.
You need to go. Some dude I just met just starts randomly, hey, let's sing. No, bitch.
Well, his song sounded great.
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
No.
Maybe. But yeah, if I ever meet a dude and he starts singing to me, first conversation we ever have, please don't talk to me ever
Yeah,
again.
exactly.
Please never even talk to me. You're too weird for me. I'm weird, but like, my shit's capped.
And also, it's not even really that weird because you're black, so that offsets a lot of it. Because, like, naturally, you're just like cooler than most weird people.
That's a fact.
Oh.
It's a fact.
That's how it works. Those are important
Oh.
rules. Have you been
Oh.
to America?
Nope.
It's like a handicap, James. Like we just start with like plus two coolness. Sorry.
What about your homeboys, though?
Y'all start with plus two power. Like that's how it goes.
No, not me.
Oh yeah, Jensis. I don't know what y'all start with. I think y'all just probably start at zero. Y'all are
Definitely
the minority, you know?
zero all the way
Yeah,
down.
zero all the way down. Unless it's melanin, then y'all are like negative six. Because holy shit, y'all burn like a motherfucker.
Thanks, though.
Anyway, the Iron Bank, world's best gamblers. Remember that gambler you're supposed to be killing, Arya? Huh? And then they come out and like somebody says like there's a good deal of work to do. Arya, hello? You are on the clock, baby girl. Like, what are we doing? It's not a gift, it's a skill.
She's doing her entire purpose. He's on the list.
I
That's
was
her
gonna say,
purpose.
to be fair, he is on the list. He's got a, she's got a like,
Yeah, he's on
how's
Arya,
this?
but she's not Arya.
Oh, well, you know,
This is a means to an end.
she forgot.
She did forget.
She forgot her role.
Well, she follows him all the way to a brothel where he reminds us that Renly was a boy fucker, even though we only ever saw Renly have sex with one consenting adult man. And we're about to watch you be you.
I want them younger and younger and younger.
I mean, I will remind you, this is the same man of the Kingsguard who ripped Sansa Stark's dress and was beating her in front of a room full of grown men. It looked like he was getting off, and spoiler alert, he were.
When did you think it was going to stop, James? Like after the first one, he was like younger. Then the second one
No,
came, he's like younger.
it's the very first time that man said younger are already pedophile.
Because they got to like the third one, and she was young, but she was a fresh 18.
A fresh 18.
Like
Legal.
just turned 18 yesterday, and then he was like, "No, nope, I want her to be eight, actually, 10 years younger."
Jesus. Now, what did you think when Ari got pushed in there?
Well, I think he knows, or
He knows he's that who she.
I think he's like starting to, he's like, maybe that, I don't know, it can't be, maybe, and then he finally got distracted by an actual
Yeah, he
the
might have thought so. Then when he gets distracted, he's like, yeah, that won't hurt.
yeah. Well, does that? And I also think he noticed that she's been following him around all afternoon.
From the moment he got off of
Yeah,
the
like I was hearing this, these oysters as soon as I hit the land. And she's here now.
then
she sat there and waited for them to come out of the bank and ate up a bunch of the oysters.
Nope.
Like just sitting around. Sis, oh, I feel like these are not the people
Have we gotten Davos's little oyster speech yet? Has that happened? I don't know if that happens later, if it happens now.
I don't remember an oyster speech, so I don't
Okay. Okay.
don't remember what you're speaking, so it may not have happened.
But she goes back to the House of Black and White and lies. Does he know she's lying?
Hell
Yes.
yeah.
Why does
Yeah,
he
he
lie?
knows.
Because he's God. I don't know. Like, he seems to know everything about her. He's all knowing.
He reminds her as well, a girl has work to do.
For all we know, he is Meryn Trant at this point, setting her up. Testing her will.
Sure.
Never know. Never know with them.
It could be that.
Game of Thrones might end with him being everybody that's important.
Just take off.
Everybody's dead. And yeah, he's just, it's gonna end like a Scooby-Doo episode. Like he's just taking off the faces and then it's the bad guy underneath.
And Arya is a meddling kid.
Correct.
Apparently all she's done this episode is meddle.
Fits.
Well, so what's her plan, Ginge?
I don't know.
Is she
I
gonna
guess she's probably gonna use whatever that vial is for the thin man and use it on Trent.
Think so?
Yeah.
Do
Because
you?
she has it right there.
She does, but do you
It's
think
easy.
Arya Stark and what we know about her is that calm to kill somebody like that? Or is
Yeah.
she gonna like wanna like cut him down?
No. She wouldn't cut down the hound, so why is she gonna cut down Mary Trent?
Because she ends up
Hound.
liking the hound.
I don't see it. She's had multiple choices to kill Tywin and never let it happen. She didn't cut down the hound.
She cut down Polliver.
Who?
Polliver, the guy she stabs with needle.
Put her sword back.
Oh, yeah.
And she cut down those the men who were talking shit about her brother and like the guy who said he sewed Grey Wynd's head onto Rob's body.
Don't think she's gonna do it.
Yeah, see, Arya to me, though, she looks like the I'm gonna pounce on you and just stab you over and over and over again. Like a crazy kid.
Like a Chucky doll.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I guess we'll find out. 'Cause first we have to go back to the north, and things happen. So, first let's talk about the Dance of Dragons again. Spoiler alert for House of the Dragon,
I was
huh?
gonna say, it's foreshadow.
You choose between Aegon and Rhaenyra
Rhaenyra.
now? Let's see, or things might change.
Nope.
But
Second spoiler we get.
no, it's a third one.
No.
Actually, the second one in this episode, because she gave you another one about the knight who tried to kill Vhagar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they actually have to put that in now. They've set
Do you
it
think
up.
they will?
Hell no.
I don't think they will.
Hell no.
I think they're gonna forget about all everything that was just said
They did
in
not
this
rewatch.
episode.
They did not rewatch this shit before they started writing House of Dragon.
Stannis asks for his daughter's advice, and she's just so eager to help her father.
Yeah, I'll do anything.
Oh yeah.
Whatever you need, Dad.
As soon as she said that, I was like, no, don't do it. Don't help.
That's what I wrote down. She made the wrong choice. Holy
Don't
fuck.
do it.
I mean, like, imagine being a grown man walking a child to this stake and not at any point going, you know what? Maybe today's the day I should quit.
Imagine being any of those grown men sitting there watching it.
That's what this is Stannis. I would not follow him. If I had seen this, I'd walk away. I'd be gone.
Yeah, Stannis is dead to me.
Yeah. I hope he
Stannis is
does.
dead to me.
I hope Ramsay skins all his skin off.
Everything we said about Stannis being the best leader and how he was fit for the throne more than anybody, it
Yep.
all went down the fucking toilet.
Yep. He done. No
It
more.
all went down the drain, all in the span of 3 minutes. That's all it takes. That's all it takes to lose it all.
Okay.
He's sitting at the blackjack table and he had 20 and hit.
All right, so I guess I'll talk about it. So Selyse has this moment where she's talking about like how this has to be done, and like obviously she's talking herself into thinking this is a good idea.
This has surprised me.
Yes, but when she says, like when she stops and she was just like, we can't. And then she starts to have this like huge reaction. Ginge, do you have any? Because like I have some speculation about it. About why she reacted the way she did. Because like at the end, like after
She's
Selyse
a
is
mom.
gone. No, it's after Selyse is gone and she screams no, and then Stannis turns and looks back at her, knowing how much of a believer she is in this. So the book kind of goes into that there's some question about Shireen's parentage. And I feel like this is sort of her con them confirming that Shireen is not Stannis's daughter.
Oh.
Because, like, you see how, she, like, Selyse was like, she kind of looked at him and she's like, we can't. Because she's realizing, like, you're doing this for King's Blood. She doesn't have any because she's not yours. She let her daughter die.
But
That's that.
nowhere
That's
in
a
the TV
reach.
show,
Yeah, that's a reach for
nowhere in the
TV
TV
show.
show has it ever said anything like that. So there was no way I would ever think that.
I know, but still, but I know that was like a nod for book readers. But it's like the way he looks back at her, like that's my theory.
See,
Is that
me.
like, is that her change of heart didn't come just because she's a mother? It came because she's like, I know this is not gonna work.
Yeah.
No, I took it as the mom's real coming to
She finally
realization of
has regrets.
what she's doing.
Because if I were Stannis, I'd kind of be like, well, bitch, like, you kind of don't have the right to even say this because you've hated her since season one.
I'm saying, like, I'm not saying that she's not having, like, she's having her regret, but I'm saying that regret is also rooted in the fact that she knows that Shireen is not his. Melisandre also told us Stannis' seed was not strong. She told him that in season
Now?
after the baby. She
Yeah,
said,
now.
they have, she has jars of dead babies. His seed is not strong. Him this way,
I think TV show book two separate things at this point. Like, I don't think this theory crosses over.
how does it not cross? I told Melisandre told him in the show, your seed is not strong. We saw the jars of dead babies.
Yeah, not strong, but
Let me
it
find.
still worked at least one time.
Not necessarily. We saw how weak that shadow demon was. And that's what I'm saying.
We see that it worked one time because he has a daughter.
You don't necessarily know that that's his daughter. Mommy's baby, daddy's
All right,
maybe.
well, if that's the case, then none of Ned's kids are his, because I didn't see him
But
fuck,
all of his kids
what's her name? I didn't see her fuck cat one time. I
are.
didn't see her give birth. I don't know whose kids those are.
But anyway, like I said, Shireen's not his. R.I.P. to Shireen. I'm so sorry that your mother lied and now you're dead.
All right, question. Davos is gone. He's
Uh-huh.
taking his trek. Does he ever find out? James?
Yeah, he finds out.
What does he do?
I think that's when that's when he finally turns his back on Stannis.
So you think that, okay. Are we still looking at Stannis in season six? That's my first question for you.
All right, well,
Because now I got an issue with, like, I guess it's not really an issue, but if it's we're only like we got one more episode of season five. So, like, if Stannis makes it into season six and Davos, Stannis is gonna have to make it way into season six, pretty much, for Davos to get to the Night's Watch, convince John to give him some men, and then go all the way back.
good point. I think Davos would still find out whether or not Stannis is alive or dead.
And do you think Melisandre makes it because he already doesn't fuck with her, and this is basically her doing?
Yeah, I think she's a slippery bitch.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, part of me wants to say that she goes down with the ship, but part of me thinks that she can swim really well and will stay afloat.
Yeah.
She okay. See how these Duke boys get out of this one.
She ain't loyal. I'd bring up leeches, James, but I just heard fucking 20 minutes about fucking leeches. I'm done with leeches for the day.
What? I believe in the leeches, personally.
Are the leeches a marine?
No, there aren't leeches.
There probably should be.
You know what is a marine? The Sons of the Fucking Harpy.
No, the first thing that's a marine is fucking Jorah. Like, what the fuck?
We already knew Jorah was a marine. He sold himself into slavery so that he could impress her on the battlefield, and it kind of works.
And
Like,
it worked.
in a puddle for a minute.
And she was scared. She did not want him to die.
Yeah,
She
well.
loves him.
Womp womp.
Maybe not as, like the way Jorah loves her, but she loves him.
Yeah, she loves him the way that I love you. I would not want to see
Yeah.
either of you die. I don't want to see anything bad happen to either of you.
Not if you shoot
Nah, I don't believe that shit. Nope,
Jorah.
I'm not letting you get that shit off.
You have a daughter. I especially don't want to see anything bad happen.
If I wronged you and you thought I wronged you, the 20 minutes I just had to hear you justify leeches, I know damn well you standing on that and you ain't coming off of that pillar. So no, fuck that. No.
I
Jin
believe you.
would never want to see anything bad happen to you, Jin.
I believe
If Jin just wrongs you, that ginger is out.
you. I can't picture Jin ever doing anything wrong.
But you can picture me wronging you.
Yes.
When have I ever wronged you? I've never wronged you. I feel like I've been a really good friend.
Okay.
Other than the magnet. But
Yeah, my fucking magnet.
sorry.
Which earmuffs, Ginge.
All you missed was the hard R. I
All
guess she just
right,
doesn't want
but for
leave that in. Just bleep it out.
first, before we really get into these fighting pits, Afro was late. Isn't that suspicious?
Oh yeah, I got some questions about him in a little bit.
I guess, like, Afro seemed like he was really up to something with this one.
See,
Like,
he's the guy. Look, we talked about Elon Musk and Trump a little bit. He's Elon. What he was doing is he was going through and handing out the MAGA hats, aka the mask.
Was he though?
And then, MAGA gets kind of crazy. They'll come and stab you too, Elon. That's why you ain't part of this team no more.
I mean, they said, like, I will say that there's a mission in Mafia 3 where you get to go to a Klan rally, but like before you get into the rally, outside there's a couple guys from like the Southern Union, and they're talking to each other, and they're like, oh well, the only thing worse than a is an uppity white man putting on airs. So they're talking basically about how they hate everybody in the white robes, and they're like, one day I hope we get to do to them what we're gonna do to those people in Delray Hollow. So I think Afro's in on it, and I feel like
Yeah.
it's just a like, oh, actually, you know what? We're gonna kill you too because we actually don't fuck with like the money. Like we're gonna run this whole thing now.
Okay.
Has it looked suspicious when he calls Danny out? It does look like he's up to something.
Well, he looks suspicious the whole entire scene. Like even from the very beginning. Like why are you mad? We did this for you and you're sitting here pissed off for whatever reason.
Because Daria won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Dario just shut the fuck up.
Daria
Yo,
showing
Dario,
off.
like,
That bro is
Dario,
showing off.
we don't care about how you made it out the fighting pits. Like, you ain't fighting no more, man. Hang it up.
No,
Dario is
bro,
Dario.
he is showing his dominant as a dominant male against against her husband when he
Yes.
knows she trying to be he trying to
Dario
be her husband.
is the 42-year-old guy who's telling us about how good he was at quarterback in high school. But he did not have any college offers. He's telling us how he could have went and played D1, but he wanted to focus on school.
Well, here's a question. Do you think Tyrion had some flashbacks when these two competitors came out?
Yeah, I think so. He was like, this kind of looked like my trial.
Are you familiar? Strong versus quick? Ah. Well,
he did
Tyrion is not with it.
when he was going back and forth with the dude, he did kind of seem a little personal about it.
Yeah, Tyrion's not with the shits.
He's not, I shouldn't be. Like this, like
And
killing
Afro up there is just
Afro.
damn.
He really was like talking shit. Like, he's like, oh, well.
But I love how, like, when Dario's talking his shit to him, like, Daenerys, like, made it known who her man is.
Yes,
Like, she had Dario's back.
indeed.
Dario was betting on lost his head. Done with your.
She was like, I'm backing my man here.
I'll stick beside him. So Jorah comes out and gets to battle like a bunch of different warriors from different places. It's a hodgepodge, a potluck of culture.
Yo,
And
Jorah gave me hope today.
or
Because since we just signed Aaron Rodgers, like Jorah at the beginning kind of looked a little washed. But that throw, like he can't move like he used to, but he still had an arm. Like I was like, you know what? This is like Aaron Rodgers, what I hope he could be this year.
Jorah lucky.
I hope Aaron Rodgers is lucky. I don't need Aaron Rodgers to be good. I just need him to be lucky all year. Like if Aaron Rodgers is spending the year with a fucking rabbit's foot in his ass. It's gonna be a good year for us. I don't need him to be good. Just make one throw. Man hit DK down the sideline with that spear throw.
Was a good spear throw. And now the harpies have taken over. Oh my God, chaos and pandemonium, Ginge.
This was great.
You liked it?
Yeah.
All
There was
right.
a lot of Sons of Harpies that
That's
I
what that was
was
gonna be my question.
not
Like,
expecting.
I wrote that down. How are there so many of these motherfuckers?
So many.
Because they ended up looking like the entire crowd.
Yeah, and they're stabbing people like willy-nilly. Like, who are you
Yeah,
after?
they were stabbing the ex-slaves, they were stabbing the ex-masters. Like, they didn't care.
They don't give a fuck.
They just wanted to kill something. It was the purge.
This is quite a parallel to Cersei Arm and the fucking sparrows. Like Dead of Sparrows, a Marine. But I did write down that old Afro set this up.
I feel like Afro did set it up and like at the last minute was like, no, actually, we're not gonna go through with this. And the Sons of the Harpy said, actually, you can die too. Anybody can get it.
Yeah. And then here's a question for y'all. If you're Daenerys, are you wanting a refund on the Unsullied? Because I am. I don't know what she lost in that trade. I don't remember. I don't think she lost anything.
She didn't pay
She
anything.
did. She killed him and she burned them
but
all.
damn, I would still be going back to get my money back. Get something. Like y'all gave me the fucking, this ain't even the B team.
Fight, but Grey Worm, just Grey Worm.
Yeah, like damn. I
Where was Grey Worm in all that?
mean, he's still hurt. His
Oh, yeah,
ribs.
that's right. That's right.
That's
That's
right.
right.
That's
He's
right.
injured.
That man's throwing them in.
So they're definitely fucked then.
Yeah, if I'm her, like
Looks so
you need to
bad.
pay me. Like I need where's the Dothraki? At least they could fight. All the Unsullied are good for is organization. Like they look like an army, but them motherfuckers can't fight. They cosplaying. This is the army that does the Civil War remakes.
Reenactments.
Yeah, in Appomattox. Oh my God, these motherfuckers fight with cap guns. Like, what are we doing?
Well, it doesn't really matter, okay? Because before you can get to her, Drogon flies in and says, "Not my mother, you bitch." And starts first, like, lands on some people and then eats someone and then just starts burning shit down. And that's how you're supposed to act behind your mom, period.
And then she just hops on his back and says, fuck y'all, I'm out.
And that's where we get our title from. Like, we heard about the Dance of Dragons a few times, but then at the end of the episode, we get our first dragon rider since the Dance of the Dragons.
No saddle. Pretty impressive.
Just completely raw. No saddle, no training, nothing. Didn't even slip. Wow. What a
Right?
great.
Like she knew what she knew what she was doing. She ride a dragon better than Podrick could ride a horse.
All right, well,
Did
that was it.
people get mad though that when it came out, did people get mad that she was able to ride a dragon with no training and all that stuff really well?
I don't think so. I
Okay.
didn't see any discourse.
I
Because
wonder
it
if
kind of reminds me of, because in the news, the new, they're not really new anymore, but the newest Star Trek, or Star Wars movies, Rey, who's the new Jedi, she basically learns how to do use the Force and use all this stuff without like any type of training. And everybody complained that how can she know how to do all this stuff without any training?
I will say, spoiler alert, somebody does ride a dragon. And there was a lot of discourse about that because it looked like they had never ridden a dragon before. So you really just can't make anybody happy.
As a
Because,
fact,
like, you have.
but they didn't ride a dragon.
They did ride a dragon.
No, they rode a dragon, but they had never ridden a dragon before.
I know, and it looked like they had never ridden a dragon before.
Correct. So what the fuck are you mad about then?
People were complaining about it because they're like, oh, you put in some stupid ass wacky scene, like it's slapstick, so they were pissed about it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dario, we're mad now. No, but Peter should be mad, man. Put a saddle on that animal.
Peter.
That was Game of Thrones, season 5, episode 9, The Dance of
Can
Dragons.
do let's do pour one out real quick. It's short.
Is it short? A lot of people,
Of name, Afro, like
Afro,
don't even know his name, so.
his
Oh,
daughter.
Isdar. I was
know
thinking
his name.
Hamas or some shit.
I
Yeah,
believe calling him.
Isdar. That's the only guy of name that thankfully is out of our hair.
And
Yeah, he was kind of annoying.
Oh. Shireen. Sorry. Damn, how did I forget Shireen? Rest in
Princess.
peace, man. Davos should have just kidnapped her, man.
Yep.
Oh man, they could have been new Arya and the Hound. Now for the quote segment. Sticking with the pointy end. Who wants to go first?
Me, because I only got one.
Period. What
I
is?
only have two.
Oh, okay.
And you probably have six, seven.
I have some.
My only one comes from Alistair, and he tells John, "You have a good heart, Jon Snow. It'll get us all killed."
It? Will it?
We'll see.
Nope.
Okay, Jinj. All right. Jinj says no. All right. How about some of us? Will it get some of us killed?
Oh, yeah, some of them are gonna die no matter what.
The way their army look, all of them gonna die.
What?
And that ain't John's heart's fault.
Yeah. Nope.
All
All right, Ginger, your turn.
right, so the first one is from Davos to Shireen. This is my own poor way of saying thank you for teaching me to be a grown up.
Oh.
And then the last one is from Tyrion. My father would have liked you.
Afro? I don't think so.
Yeah.
They might have gotten along. He's surly just like Tywin was, man. Like he was surly, just like Tywin
It
was. Yeah, it was. Thank God. Thank God we're done with him. The more these
was.
marine people fall off, the happier I get. Let's get them the fuck out of here.
Let's see. What do I have? I think I'm just going to read them all then. Okay, so Shireen with some foreshadowing. When Davos says he gets back, she can read him The Dance of Dragons, and she says, you'll read it yourself. Jamie to Myrcella, you must be cold.
Good job, Jamie.
You have a cardigan, maybe?
Zip it up to the top.
Ilaria to Durant, No wonder you can't stand. You have no spine. Nasty
Good
one.
line. That was a good line.
Mace, Tyrell, the last line of the song that we heard him sing, "For we're going to die tomorrow." Or maybe next week, who knows? Remember, he's supposed to be getting assassinated, we can assume. Ah, Seijin. See what I did there? Making you think. Stannis, if a man knows what he is and remains true to himself, the choice is no choice at all. He must fulfill his destiny and become who he is meant to be, however much he may hate it.
The only time you can respect Stannis in an episode.
That's a good quote.
He is, we say it like every fucking week. The man's remained true to himself. He has not gone off the beaten path. But he's dead to me. Fuck you, Stannis.
Yep.
Because I am the Princess Shireen of House Baratheon, and I am your daughter. Which, again, I don't think you are, sister.
No, I don't even know why you put that in your quote when you don't even believe it yourself.
Don't believe it. That's why it hits even harder that she wanted to help him and she wasn't even his daughter. Afro, in my experience, large men do try do not in my experience, large men do triumph over smaller men far more often than not, as Tyrion can attest, because he almost lost his head over it. And then Tyrion, it's easy to confuse what is with what ought to be, especially when what is has worked out in your favor. America. That's it. Blind rankings.
This is my number one. Even if next,
Oh.
I don't care if next episode is like better. This is my number one because it's been the best so far.
Okay.
And
I just didn't think you'd put I didn't think you'd
Marine.
put it number one just because like we have so much shit to answer.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like next episode might be like a banger. But this one, I don't know. I got the, all the fire. The
Do we
good and the bad was
you
enough for
think
me.
next week we're gonna figure out where Daenerys is going, or is she coming back? Is she making a loop?
No, I think that's her done for the season.
We got a lot of stuff to figure out because Marge is still locked up, Cersei's still locked up.
We ain't even see them.
John just got back to Castle Black. Sansa.
Jamie should be on his way back.
Jamie's supposed to be on his way back to King's Landing.
We won't see him either.
You don't think we'll see him at all?
No.
Nah, man, we gotta see him. They can't just leave us that storyline. Like so, these storylines, they gotta answer. They can't just leave them on us and
They're
wait
gonna be
till.
answered in season six.
No, they gotta give us a little
Yeah,
glimpse of what's going on.
no, they did.
So what do you think we're gonna get next week then?
Yeah, what are we getting? To you, everything stay in season six.
No,
This is not the
everybody.
finale.
I think we'll see Cersei and Marge because we didn't see them in this. We'll see probably more of Jon and more of Arya,
Okay, so you think we're gonna get what we
and
haven't seen in the shorter
more
storylines?
right and more of like I think it's gonna be more of like Sansa, Ramsay, Stannis type.
Okay, so you think we're gonna be in Winterfell a lot? We'll be in Braavos a little bit more, and then the
And
Wall, really. And then sprinkle in some King's
King's
Landing.
Landing. Yeah.
All right. Sounds interesting. I guess we'll find out next week because that was it for this episode of Charges of the Game, a Game of Thrones Rewatch podcast. Don't forget to rate and review us wherever you're listening. And you can follow me at Lauren Lovegood, GOODE everywhere. So on behalf of Tiago and TJ, I am Lauren Lovegood, and we will see you next time. And now our watch is ended.